This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News, How the Brain Controls Inflammation Through the Vagus Nerve, editorially reviewed by Prorji Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk, Moderate Evidence. The brain exerts direct control over inflammation through the vagus nerve, a biological circuit that links psychological stress, immune activity, and inflammatory markers. This inflammatory reflex, a neural pathway connecting the brainstem to the spleen, demonstrates that the immune system responds not only to chemical signals, but also to electrical impulses from the central nervous system, with implications for treating chronic inflammatory diseases without immunosuppressive drugs. Key takeaways: the vagus nerve transmits electrical signals from the brain to the spleen, where they trigger the release of noradrenaline and acetylcholine. Acetylcholine reduces inflammatory cytokines like TNF-α by binding to receptors on immune cells called macrophages. Non-pharmacological interventions such as deep breathing and meditation activate this pathway, lowering measurable inflammatory markers including C-reactive protein, CRP, and interleukin-6, IL-6. Implanted vagus nerve stimulators in rheumatoid arthritis patients lowered TNF-α levels and improved joint pain without conventional immunosuppressive medications. Minutes time required for vagus nerve stimulation to increase noradrenaline levels in the spleen, demonstrating the speed of neural immune regulation. The inflammatory reflex. Brain-to-immune signaling pathway. How the vagus nerve regulates inflammation through neural and chemical messengers. From brain signal via vagus nerve 2, splenic nerve releases noradrenaline, 3-acetylcholine dampens TNF-α. Source: Inflammatory Reflex Neural Circuit, Georgian Medical Journal News. The brain-spleen axis, a direct neural control system. The vagus nerve, the body's longest cranial nerve, transmits electrical impulses directly from the brainstem to the spleen, the body's primary blood-filtering and immune-coordinating organ. According to research on the inflammatory reflex mechanism, when this nerve is stimulated, it initiates a cascade that ultimately reduces circulating inflammatory markers. This discovery reframes inflammation as not merely a chemical process, but also an electrical one, subject to direct neural regulation. Researchers have documented that animal models show measurable changes in immune activity within minutes of vagus nerve activation, indicating the extraordinary speed at which the nervous system communicates with immune cells. Acetylcholine, the immune system's brake pedal. The final step in the inflammatory reflex involves acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter released by immune T cells in the spleen when the vagus nerve is activated. This molecule binds to specific receptors on macrophages, immune cells that generate pro-inflammatory cytokines, causing them to reduce production of tumor necrosis factor A, TNF-α, a key driver of chronic inflammation. Clinical evidence from patients with rheumatoid arthritis receiving implanted vagus nerve stimulators shows that electrical stimulation of this pathway lowered TNF-α levels and improved joint pain without requiring conventional immunosuppressive drugs. This therapeutic approach demonstrates the clinical potential of harnessing the brain's natural anti-inflammatory capacity. Non-invasive activation, breathing, meditation, and stress reduction. Beyond surgical implants, non-pharmacological techniques can activate the inflammatory reflex without medical devices. Deep breathing exercises and meditation practices are documented to activate the vagus nerve, resulting in measurable reductions in circulating inflammatory markers such as C-reactive protein, CRP, and interleukin-6, IL-6. These findings suggest that psychological interventions targeting stress reduction may directly modulate immune function through neural pathways. The mechanistic link between mind-based interventions and immune suppression of inflammation has profound implications for integrating behavioral medicine into treatment protocols for chronic inflammatory diseases, particularly those where immunosuppressive therapy carries significant toxicity or side effects. Implications across clinical and public health domains. Understanding the inflammatory reflex opens new therapeutic windows for treating chronic conditions without relying solely on pharmaceutical immunosuppression. The pathway demonstrates that immune tolerance and inflammatory regulation are not automatic biological processes, but actively maintained neural circuits subject to modulation through both invasive, implanted stimulators, and non-invasive, behavioral, interventions. This framework aligns with emerging paradigms in clinical neuroscience that emphasize the bidirectional communication between the central nervous system and peripheral immune organs. Implanted vagus nerve stimulators in rheumatoid arthritis patients reduced TNFR levels and improved joint pain without conventional immunosuppressive medications, demonstrating the therapeutic potential of neural immune regulation. Inflammatory reflex research, clinical rheumatology trials. What this means for patients: stress reduction techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, and mindfulness may actively reduce inflammatory markers without medication side effects. Patients with chronic inflammatory diseases should discuss vagus nerve stimulation with specialists if conventional therapies prove inadequate or toxic. For clinicians, the inflammatory reflex provides a mechanistic rationale for integrating behavioral interventions into treatment algorithms for rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory bowel disease, and other TNFR-driven conditions. Vagus nerve stimulation devices represent a non-pharmacological alternative for patients requiring additional immune modulation. For policymakers, health systems should fund research into non-invasive vagal stimulation techniques and integrate mindfulness-based stress reduction into public health protocols for chronic disease prevention and management, reducing long-term immunosuppressive drug burden and healthcare costs. Frequently asked questions: can breathing exercises really reduce inflammation? Yes. Controlled breathing activates the vagus nerve, triggering acetylcholine release and measurable reductions in CRP and IL-6. These are not placebo effects, but measurable systemic changes in circulating inflammatory markers. Is vagus nerve stimulation surgery necessary for everyone? No. Surgical implants are reserved for patients with severe, treatment-resistant inflammatory disease. Most individuals can activate this pathway through non-invasive methods: deep breathing, meditation, cold water exposure, and regular physical activity all stimulate the vagus nerve without medical intervention. How does this differ from standard anti-inflammatory drugs? Pharmaceutical immunosuppressants block inflammatory pathways broadly and carry significant side effects. Vagal anti-inflammatory mechanisms are self-regulating, reversible, and the body naturally maintains the circuit. This allows for dose-dependent physiologic control rather than blanket immune suppression. The inflammatory reflex represents a paradigm shift in how clinicians and researchers understand immune regulation, not as a one-directional chemical process, but as an active dialogue between brain and immune system. As understanding of this pathway deepens, treatment strategies will increasingly leverage both invasive and non-invasive modalities to restore physiologic immune balance, potentially transforming management of chronic inflammatory diseases across all medical specialties. Source: Inflammatory Reflex, Neural Circuits Regulating Immunity, referenced at Nature Reviews Endocrinology, 2012,